The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what does a lover most want from their beloved? It's not their riches, it's not their body, it's not any other gift they have to give. They want their heart. They want the deepest part of that person. My brothers and sisters, what we celebrate today is incredible. That the God of the universe, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings has given us his heart without reserve, without holding anything back. Because a lover knows when the beloved is withholding something. Right? No lover wants half of their beloved's heart, or their beloved's heart in parts. And when they withhold something, they feel it, it pains them. Right? They want all of the heart of their lover. My brothers and sisters, how do we know that God the Father has given us his heart? I thought of the father of faith, our father Abraham, the father of nations. Now, God the Father would not have chosen Abraham unless he was already an excellent biological father, right? The finest of dads. And what does he ask of Abraham? He asks of him his son. He asks that which is most dear to a father's heart. You can imagine Abraham probably thinking, "Lord, I would rather sacrifice myself." Right? You're asking of me my son? That shows the greatest love that Abraham had and the greatest of faith. How do we know that God the Father has given us his heart? Because he's given us his son. My brothers and sisters, how do we know that our Lord Jesus Christ has given us his heart without reserve, without holding anything back? You might immediately think of the crucifixion, right? Our Lord pours forth his blood completely, right? There is nothing he's not giving on the cross. Or you might say, "Well, gosh, you know, maybe it's actually the Eucharist. He gives us his body and his blood." My brothers and sisters, I would say this. Our Lord had reserved something when he gave the Eucharist. And he was withholding something as he was dying on the cross, a tiny little piece of his heart. And it was that piece which was most dear and his deepest treasure. It was the final gift that he gave before he died. When he turned to John and said, "Behold your mother." Our Lord, it was easier for him to give his own body and blood than to offer his mom. Because any son worthy of the name, especially one that's not yet married and has no children, would protect his mom above all else, would give himself first. And he offers us that treasure of his heart, and in doing so he shows, "I hold nothing back from you." My brothers and sisters, as we advance in faith, and as our Lord gives himself more fully to us, one of the clearest signs that he's offering us his heart is that we have a growing relationship with our Blessed Mother Mary. That is the surest sign that he's not holding anything back from us. Let us ask our Lord on this day, since he gives himself completely, that in return we hold nothing back from Him. That if there's any sliver of our heart that we have not yet surrendered, we ask for that grace today. Lord, I ask to exchange hearts with You. You've given me Your heart, I give You now mine.